Welcome to Cut the Bull, an insightful podcast which addresses the news of the day and the cultural issues plaguing our society, bringing logic and context to these topics and discussing solutions too real for mainstream pundits. Now, here are your hosts, Charles Love and Wilfred Riley.
Hello and welcome to Cut the Bull. I am Charles Love, alongside my co-host, Wilfred Riley. Joining us to find the humor in the madness of the day is D. Lou Perez. And our guest this week is Diane Yap, Twitter rabble-rouser, self-professed soy sauce supremacist, and author of the Substack Critical Rice Theory. Diane, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So we have a lot of conversations about everything, you know, in the news today. A lot of it comes back to race and culture. But I thought it would be interesting to have you on because you could bring a different, unique perspective on all of this, and both some of your thoughts may be outside the mainstream. We will see. And it's funny because I'm always talking about, as these things come up, how Twitter's not real, which I still believe. But it doesn't mean that there's not something you can learn from the human condition if you put people in it, if you make adults play, right, in the, you know, in the, I guess, unfiltered world of what we used to do behind closed doors that other people didn't see, and you put it out in the open, how people react. So there's interesting things that happen there. So even a couple of weeks ago, we had David Marcus on it. We were talking about a specific tweet he posted about Gen X and racism, and it stirred up a lot of controversy because he's like, Gen X had it fixed. The unique thing there is I understood, even with the brevity of Twitter, what the tweet meant. So I know what he meant by it. But I see a lot of your stuff. Some I agree with, some I don't. But I don't really, I can't really say like that I know exactly where you're coming from. When you post it, I mean, I have an idea, but the depth of why you're doing it. So I guess I want to start there. So when did you start discussing race on Twitter, and what made you speak up?
I think one of the primary drivers was, you know, when there were just all of these videos coming out of people attacking Asians just for no reason, like an old man walking down the street suddenly gets shoved, someone runs up on him, shoves him, and he dies. And then soon after that, there was a study released that said, oh, well, 75% of anti-Asian incidents or hate crimes or anti-Asian, I forget what the word they used was, but basically they're implying 75% of all anti-Asian hate is the fault of white people. And I was like, you know, that's not what I'm seeing in the videos. So I kind of looked into the study. I looked into any statistics I could find, like from the FBI. And it's just basically, it's a bullshit study. It's not true. This study was based on looking through like 4,000 or so news articles, and which of the news articles identified race. And we all know that usually if the perpetrator is black, you know, the race is much less likely to be identified by the media because they don't want to come off as racist, right? Mm-hmm. If it's a white person, they'll be more likely. Additionally, there are a lot of tweets. Tweets were included in this anti-Asian hate study. And I think it was like over 100 tweets by Donald Trump or something like that. Mm-hmm. Don't quote me on the number, but it was tweets. It was like China virus. And then that counted as like an anti-Asian hate incident, which as an Asian person, like I certainly don't care about that on the level that I do a random person attacking like my mom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's basically how I started.
Diane, around that time, I remember seeing a post from, I think his name is Bishop Swan. And I don't know what his congregation is. Charles, I'm sorry if he's your pastor. My apologies, but I'm gonna have to come down.
He was, but if really I need has, to leave, you know, the church,
PhD in divinity there.
I don't know about it.
He posted something along the lines of like, even if it's black on Asian violence, it's due to white supremacy. And he deleted it at some point, but not before I took a screen grab of it. And I just thought this is just amazing. Like, white supremacy is a force of nature that you can't get away from. It's behind every single thing.
Well, see, just right off the bat, which I talked about not understanding where your tweets come from, and the first question I ask you opens up another world because I didn't know that. And it's interesting that you say that. You talk about this study. Only do I know it well, right after that stuff happened, you probably would know it. I don't know, Will and Lou, you can mention if you know them, but you're in San Francisco. You're Asian. You were talking about this stuff happening, so I know you know them. So there are two women, who had a podcast called Dear White Women. You remember them? They
I don't think I know
and they
them.
wrote a book. Their names are Sarah Blanchard and Masasha Suzuki Graham. I interviewed them on my show because they had this podcast and this book, Dear White People, and the whole premise was about going out to talk to people to educate them about about stopping Asian hate. And I laughed because it was so funny in the sense that both of them have one white parent and one Japanese parent. And they were fearful. One lived on the West Coast, one on the East Coast. And they were fearful, like you say, about the parents being attacked and things of that nature. But as we get into it, I'm just asking, teeing up the questions. I'm not judging. I'm just saying, so what do you think about this? And they said it was white supremacy. And I'm like, but we see the videos. And I'm just saying, when I see the videos, I'm in New York, you're on the West Coast. I'm not really seeing a bunch of white people. Well, the stats say. I'm like, well, is it reporting? Where is it coming from? So I'm asking all these questions. And they're like, well, don't you think that there's a reason why they're decided? They said the opposite of what you said. They said it's mostly white people, but the videos they're showing are black people because they want to make you think it's black. I said, so the Asian people who are afraid of being attacked, they hate black so much that they're willing to ignore the truth in order to point this out. And they were trying to spin it. And I said, well, let me ask you this question. Could it be, and they had to agree with me on this one. I said, could it be that, giving you the argument, the other problem with the study is, let's say the volume, the number of attacks or incidents are greater amongst white people. But isn't there a difference between the white so-called racist attacks or go back to where you're from or I don't want Asians in my neighborhood, or I don't want black, or whatever kind of verbiage of that nature. Whereas the ones who are punching your grandmother in the face are black. Can we at least agree that that may be the gap from a number standpoint, and that there's a extremely large and important difference between being punched in the face and being physically attacked, and having somebody say, you're probably not from here, go back to where you're from. And at that point, they said, okay, yeah, that might be true. So it's funny that you said that that's the reason why you started speaking up, because here, even in this instance, based on your like Lou said about my bishop, even with something so serious, it doesn't matter. It all boils down to, unfortunately, your ideology, right? So if you're leftist enough, you find a way to draw all the lines to George Washington. Will, what do you think about that?
I think a couple things. Actually, I have one comment and then one question for Diane. I mean, I think in terms of my comment, I'm pretty curious how representative kind of videos on the internet really are of crime. And this is something that I'm actually interested in to the point of like might do a research article on it. Because I mean, there are a lot of groups like Native Americans, I mean, Colombian Americans, not as much, but Italian Americans that pretty obviously have a crime rate, but that don't really seem to videotape themselves committing felonies, which is something that you don't have to do. Like it seems to be mostly black dudes and then to a lesser extent, kind of redneck guys that do this, where there's a brawl and there are cameras out and people filming it. Like you just don't see that in like El Barrio in Chicago, like ever. So, I mean, like when you look at what's called the BJS in the CVS, like the breakdown of crime data in the country, which I think is actually a little better than the FBI stats, you actually see that crime against Asians is wildly out of control and it's pretty diverse. Like black people are really overrepresented. We shouldn't make excuses about that. It's mostly minority male podcast, but it's like 27% black. It's like 26, 25 or 26% white. 21% Hispanic and Native combined. If you throw in the other categories, 21%, I believe it's like 14 and 7 or something. And it's only 25 or 26% Asian, which is incredible. Like five
And
against,
they're the only
yeah, the
group
Ku
like
Klux
that.
Blacks is like
Yeah, that's the
70%
only
black.
group for which that's true, that the violent crime is not mostly within the same race.
Yes.
And I think that it's worth saying that 28%, that's the largest share of violence against Asians. And we're not even looking at per capita, right? We're not even normalizing for the fact that there are far
Oh.
fewer black people than there are white people. So I think that's already
Yeah, that's
something.
true. I mean, they're
I've heard
also.
people try to argue like, oh, it's just because, Asian people and black people, they're just more likely to live close to each other. And it's like, okay, maybe that's true, but then like, how much crime do Asians commit against black people? Shouldn't it be kind of symmetric? Because if you live close to each other, that's a symmetric relationship, right? I can't live close to you without you also living close to me, right? So if it's just about living close to each other, then you
The
shouldn't see
difference
a big
there, though, is
asymmetry, right? Right?
yeah, but the
Right?
difference there, if you were actually writing a research piece, would be like, so no one denies that there's a higher overall black crime rate. So like when people say like whites and Asians, that's not really a category. Like the Asian crime rate is a third of the white crime rate. So like the white Asian gap is actually bigger than the black white gap. This is also true on a lot of tests. Like the Asian SAT board score is like 12, 23 last year, I believe. Whites are about 1100, blacks are like 940. So there's not really like one group that's succeeding and another group that's struggling. It's like Asians here, then whites, then like blacks or Hispanics, blacks, and natives in that order. And I mean, like looking at like the 7% figure, I don't know. I haven't done the research yet, so I don't want to give a bunch of half-assed opinions on this topic. You'll hear them throughout the rest of the show. But I mean, like, I would suspect there aren't a lot of Native American Indians either.
Well,
Like, it looks like there are a
don't forget
lot
you
of
had a question there, but I do
overrepresentations.
want to say one more thing. When you talked about the
What's
rednecks and the black people filming, they're doing what they do, and other people commit felonies, but they're the only one filming it. While I agree with
up?
that,
There's a
what
fucking
I will
website
say this:
called Redneck Fights. Like, you don't see that with like
No, I
Italian
totally
Americans. I
agree
mean,
with
like,
that. I agree with that, but the difference here is when we were seeing the attack, random attacks at their height, right?
surveillance cameras.
Particularly in San Francisco and New York. New York is one of the three, I keep forgetting between Paris and Tokyo, most cameraed cities in the world, right? So it wasn't that they were filming it, it's that they record all of our comings and goings in New York, and it was just caught on tape, right? So I
Yeah,
think
there are a
that's
lot of.
slightly different from the New
Also, aren't a
York
lot of
attacks.
rednecks in New York. So, I mean, like, if you were looking at this really seriously, like, so crime in cities is an interesting thing because crime in cities is really, really disproportionately black. And I think this leads, and this is something as a black community you can't deny, but that leads to a really kind of slanted perspective on crime. So, like, I read Charles Murray's book, Facing Reality, which is a good book. But he does these breakdowns of crime by city, and it's like Birmingham, Alabama, like black to white crime differential, like 20-1. And I that same year, I had written a pretty good paper, a published paper that looks at crime differentials nationally. It was like 2.2-1. Because the high crime white areas like West Texas, Arkansas, this kind of thing, aren't located near these cities. So in cities, you tend to have like a concentrated kind of tech base of whites and Asians. Just sort of taxpayers. Then you have the old black hood and sometimes the old Hispanic hood. The white hood, due to narrow defeat after busing in the 1960s, doesn't exist anymore.
Doesn't
Like
exist either,
Cloverland and all
right?
that is gone. So you have a very high crime black community next to sort of just an employed white community, and you see that differential. So I'm not surprised to see that there's not a back and forth, routine of gang violence between black and Asian Americans. Asians in cities have one of the lowest crime rates in the country. So
And
yeah, you're
that's
going
why
to see that
context and
disparity,
nuance
but
in doing the
nationally,
research
you're going
properly
to
matter.
see an incredibly diverse pattern of crime against Asians. So I'm not sure what the what's on film right now from New York really reveals about crime nationally. But
Oh,
Charles, what were
without a
you going to say?
doubt. No. It just spoke to the attacks that were why you were seeing so many videos, as I'm saying. I agree with you, and I'm saying that's the reason. That's another reason why it was skewed, because you're looking in the particular place, cities where they have a lot of cameras, where there's a lot of concentration of people, where there are more Asians than there are in other areas, right? So the opportunities are there, right? So it's just a
Yeah.
lot of factors that go beyond just strict, race and crime. So all that kind of plays into it, was my
It's a weird thing for me because my personal opinion, as you guys know, is that we should crucify belt rapists and so on. I mean, I'm not really the soft on crime member of the
No, it
panel
took me a
here.
second to realize what he was talking about. Belt
Yeah, no, but I mean,
raping.
all these fucking guys, whatever, hang them. But I mean, so that's the one perspective. On the other hand, though, like internet data from large cities is extremely non-representative all the time. Like, this is Black Lives Matter, right? Where like well-run big city police departments had the body cams early on. So you kept seeing like these stereotypical Irish cop looking dudes in like St. Louis, New York, shooting African American men. And it turned out, as we started breaking that down, that happens 10 or 12 times a year. There's not an epidemic. The most corrupt police departments actually tend to be heavily African American, Memphis. So like the facts started coming out, and then we saw what the actual pattern was. But actually, this became more of a conversation than I thought it was going to be. My question for Diane was, so actually, I mean, obviously I'm on Twitter as well, and I read through your page, and you seem to have been engaged to be engaging in a very long-running feud with a bunch of different people, as re kind of these racial exchanges. So, I mean, just a couple of them. I
I
mean, one
wouldn't
of
call it a feud. I wouldn't call it a feud. It's not
no,
that
but I mean, like,
serious.
so a couple of these, and I guess the question, so like right now, one of the conversations seems to be about whether, and these aren't all your quotes. I mean, a lot of these are people responding to you as well, but one of the debate topics is, did the possibility of being lynched for bad behavior mean that black people behaved better? I mean, so people are arguing about this, and obviously you're participating in this conversation, and they're not all just targeting black people. I mean, another topic, and I think this is at least tongue in cheek, but is whether all the food in Europe is terrible. I
Yeah,
mean,
oh
so just
no.
the
No.
it
Don't
lacks
misquote me
flavor. I mean,
because people are gonna get
I actually kind of
angry.
agree with you on that
I
one.
didn't
But
say
the question,
terrible.
though,
I
is
said bland.
what would the goal
European
be?
food is bland, is what she said.
Yeah,
It's
I think a lot of it's
bland. It's
asked too, but
bland.
what,
Not
especially as
terrible.
re the African American stuff, what is the end game goal? Like, is it just to call attention to these issues in the Asian community? Do you think people are going to start responding positively? Like, what's the goal?
Oh, so I don't know. I'm not very good at goals. I feel like I'm more of a kind of like an amoeba, you know? Like an amoeba is just kind of inert unless something pokes it, and then maybe it'll absorb the thing that pokes it, or it'll respond in some kind of way, or maybe it'll like curl back into itself. That's it. Like you can think of me as just like basically responding to whatever it is I see in my feed or whoever it is that responds to me. And I understand that that's not like a good or mature or productive way of
It's
operating in the
honest.
world, but like
Well,
that's the
that's
honest
interesting to me.
response. But there
One
isn't like
follow-up
a
there.
huge overall goal here. It's just like, you know, a person existing on Twitter and sharing
If I
some
could ask
thoughts
a
and
follow-up, as real like social media radicalization, do you feel like you just saw a lot of people saying kind of crazy racist shit like "go back home, bitch," and you were kind of like, "Well, I'm gonna respond in kind," like, "Well, fuck you," you know, it. We never should have
well,
brought
I mean,
you guys here.
okay, so yes, I just like I don't okay, so I have a pretty thick skin. I think I've talked about it before on Twitter because like, you know, being raised by Asian immigrant parents, like they're not the nicest to you. So, I mean, you don't grow up expecting like strangers to be nice to you. Why would you, right? So it doesn't really bother me that people say things, but yeah, like it's just like a shocking amount of, I mean, just flat out racism from people who I know would be very upset if any sort of similar racist generalizations were directed at them. You know, like I constantly get called a dog eater, a cat eater, a bat soup eater. People constantly accuse me personally of starting COVID. You know, I was in San Francisco at the time, but notwithstanding, because I'm ethnically Chinese, it was my fault. They like blame the millions of deaths on me personally, and it's like, or you know, just they'll show videos of violence that happens in random parts of Asia. It's like, all right, like, can you at least find something from this country? Or,
Yeah, I got Dan.
yeah.
I gotta say, just to break in and say that I am
Okay, go
very
ahead.
much of the mind where it's like, if somebody's coming at you with race stuff, with racial stuff, it's all on you to go back at them whatever the fuck you want. And following you on it has been great, because it's like, I feel like you're kind of bringing back some old school shit that we used to talk about, like be on the playground in public school in Queens, and like would call out people for like their racial, racial humor. So you're like a walk down memory lane for me, as
Oh,
a kid.
really?
Yeah,
Because I'm
it's
just
good.
getting all of this, like all of this. I mean,
Well, because you
the
fight
one
back
thing
too.
about, you push it
You're not
back.
like, ooh, you're fighting back, and I respect that a lot. I like
I
that a
mean,
lot.
I try not to, I mean, I try not to make it like, I don't know, really a personal attack too much unless
Well, see, here's
unless
the.
their grammar is so atrocious.
Well, Diane,
Then I can't help
here's the only
myself.
question I have been. It depends. So I can agree with Lou if that is the intent, but it's kind of different because you say it's not really initially. I think of her more like a combination of that, Lou, but kind of like Trump, what people think of Trump, right? In the sense that, now we can argue about whether he's deeply racist or whether he's got mental problems. It's not even that. I just think that he doesn't think it through. It's like, I say what I feel like at the time. Right. The only difference with Trump is that Trump is like, he's got that air about him where I would never admit that I'm wrong. But if you set that aside, it's just like he's going about his day, having a great day. Somebody says something to him. He's like, no, nah, I'm ignore that. Or if he decides to say something, it's like, all right, I'm going to go. 5 minutes ago, I said I was going to ignore it. Now I'm going scorched earth. Right. But because of that, the interesting part for me watching it is if you take it out of context, clearly Diane's a racist. There's no way you can look at it and say she's not a racist because because Will was being nice. I mean, you just got to read something like one of them is like, I sometimes wonder what things would look like today if the North had let the South be its own country. Underneath that, Lou, is a map, two pictures of the US map, right? One is color-coded to where the racial ethnic groups live, and the other one is violence.
Murder,
It
I
was
believe.
just murders.
I believe it was just murders.
Oh, just murders. I'm sorry. Right.
Well, yeah. I mean, I levied
Don't know
them
what to
from what
make of
you watch. I
that,
thought it was the most
but
notable. But yeah, there are a bunch of these.
you
Like, is
never
this why we
wonder
used
these
to have
things?
whites-only
Wait, do you ever
restaurants,
wonder these
which
things, Lou?
Tariq Nasheed
I
retweeted
do
under
wonder
just the
these
word
things.
"we"?
I'll tell you what.
I mean, so.
The one thing that I was
Sorry, go
wondering
ahead.
during this conversation is, if you look at two groups who are the biggest victims of hate crimes, you have Asians and Jews. And I was wondering, is that why Asian women and Jewish guys often marry? Is it a way to pool their hate crime victim status in some
Learn martial arts together and
No, because have you ever tried to date somebody who's like significantly stupider than you? It's painful. It like physically hurts,
Oh
right?
my goodness.
You know, I once in high school, I was dating this guy that was like not very smart, and I came
So
home from
black?
calculus class. I was
So
all
black,
no,
Diane?
no, no. I came from home from calculus class. I was so proud. I called him up. I was like, guess what? Today I learned how to integrate. And he was like, integrate what?
The lunch counter. Oh, that's
Integrate
good.
what? Like, what do you think I'm d I went to school today. I'm like mathematical calculus integration. What do you mean integrate
What
what?
team did Malcolm X play for? You gotta let her go.
No. What?
Okay. How about this is one of the ones that I kind of liked. It wasn't for you, it was you were responding to someone. So someone
Yes.
posted and said that, when they were Asian and they said, after I'd started to boycott black businesses because black said that they were going to boycott Asian business, so I was going to do it in turn. Then
Asian
I
Dawn.
found out I had nothing to boycott because I don't buy anything from them. And you're like, yeah, it's fascinating. It is. They don't make anything we use.
That I know of. I
Wait,
mean,
stop.
correct me if I'm wrong.
Lou is like, well, do they make anything?
I mean, I know there's some like lines of black hair products, but this is not black hair,
But
so.
you don't use
Well,
that, right?
I think technically some black women do wear your hair. I guess
Oh.
that would, right? Is
This is
that
not going the way I thought it would go, Will.
No, I mean, I remember one time I got like some people were yelling about cultural appropriation because Japanese women were wearing cornrows or something like that. And I had to say something like, listen, until you stop literally gluing the hair of Asian women to your heads, I don't want to hear about appropriation of hairstyles, okay? Let's just not do that. Let's not play that game.
Okay, I got plenty more, but this is the last one I want to mention because it was right
Okay.
before we started, and Will commented on it. I was going to respond, but I knew we were going to talk. So, Manco Smash posted, "I googled most famous Black Americans, and he got sports players, Obama, but he's half immigrant. Lots of people nobody's ever heard of, like poets. Bill Cosby, O.J. Simpson, George Floyd, and Rodney King, which is not a great list, I get, right?" And so
Oh,
Will pointed
Jose,
out, I'll let him speak to that.
OJ?
I'm sorry?
Did you say Jose Simpson?
No, I said
OJ
OJ.
Simpson?
Yeah, Jose
Oh,
Simpson,
okay.
OJ's Hispanic
I
cousin,
heard wrong, sorry.
Jose Simpson. And
Okay.
so Will pointed out the fact that this is likely wrong. I just Googled it and I got a whole different list, which, I
Okay.
did. So I just decided to do the same thing, right? But one, the weird thing about it, obviously they're trying to make a point, but the weird thing about it is, of course, if you're Googling something like that, you're normally going to get celebrities because it's going to be the people who are famous. But what I did, I said, well, let's see, let's be fair. So I Googled most famous Chinese Americans.
Sure.
Anybody would, you should put it in there and see what you get. Google it now. It's fascinating.
Yeah, I'm doing
This
it
is
now.
even
Bruce
worse than
Lee.
having OJ or Rodney King representing you as a brother. You know what came up?
Who?
I
I'll look it
got
up right
a
now.
Wikipedia page for Asia, a list of Asian Americans. So I Googled, remember, I Googled most
From
famous
China.
Chinese Americans, and what I got
Whoa.
was Wikipedia list of Asian Americans. They can't
It's
even go through
they're
and
probably
inspect. I
not
mean,
enough.
they had to
I've
lump
got
them
Bruce
all in.
Lee, celebrity chef Martin Yan, Jerry Yang from
And Sam Cooke.
Yahoo, a couple of comics. Yeah, I mean the leading people from every ethnic group are going to be celebrities,
It's the
and so it looks
famous,
like
right?
Margaret Cho's on page two. Like, you're not going to have like the guy who invented blood plasma or something like that,
Yeah, but on
unless
that
he was
list you looked
on
at, did
one
you
more.
click the list, or when you type that, you just got these pictures of people?
Well, I'm looking at the profiles at the top, but okay, let's see. I clicked the link here.
Yeah, because I didn't get a
Go
link. I just
Chusan,
got, yeah, I
ballet
got a link for
dancer.
Asian Americans. I didn't get a list of Chinese Americans. It was weird.
I got a Wikipedia list of Chinese Americans.
Oh, see,
Got a
mine
bunch
said
of
Asian
Chinese guys, a
Americans.
lot of writers.
It said this is a notable, a list of notable Chinese Americans.
Yeah. See?
Fashion designers.
Ooh,
Wow, that's a
fashion
lot of
design.
fashion. Ah, Derek Lam, Philip Lim, nice. Anna Sui.
She said nice. Yeah, I know some of these people. No.
Vera Wang,
Yeah,
Jason
Vera
Wu.
Wang. Yeah, you're still in the
Nice,
same
nice.
category. Yeah. But yeah,
Let's
it's just that,
see,
of
what
course,
else
you're
we
going to get
got?
celebrities. That's what
Writers,
you're going to get.
authors, novelists, writer, playwright, artist,
This looks very similar to the
architect, financial.
Sample.
Here's a guy who's famous because he's a billionaire, the son of a different billionaire, I guess.
The
Okay,
son of a
CEO
different billionaire.
NerdWallet, CEO Credit Karma,
The list of the 100
CEO.
greatest Black Americans is actually, I mean, it's at least as
That's a lot of
impressive. Maya
politicians, right?
Angelou, Crispus Attucks, James
Ooh,
Baldwin,
Chris
Benjamin
Hope's on
Banneker,
Panda Express.
George Washington Carver, Ralph Bunche. I'm not sure this really says much of anything about the Martin Luther King.
That is so long ago, but hey, at least they're not musicians and actors, right? They did something.
I
I
just thought it
actually
was
do
funny
think.
that there was Bill Cosby on that list? I thought that was funny.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
I do think the point about I mean and my honest opinion is that the Chinese Americans and Black Americans on the list all seem like reasonably great Americans. Although, I mean, if you scroll down to the end, I notice, some adult film stars on both and that kind of thing. I mean, like, it's just anyone that's famous in America.
Is it
But just like
notable?
ignore
Wow.
Wesley Pipes for the moment. There's some highly impressive people on there. But like the point though about the Manco Smash list is that like a lot of alt stuff online, like when we're talking about the videos, just kind of isn't true. Like, if you search the 10 most prominent Black Americans, it's obviously not actually like George Floyd, Rodney King, and so on down the line. And I do think that's one problem. It's not really a question or a deep point here, but it's a big problem with the internet as a discursive arena where like people will be having serious conversation about race, and then someone will post. And like, we've actually both been in a conversation posting where this happened, Diane. Like, someone will post a picture of like a slum in Africa and say, this is where Black people be without the white man. And I mean, I'd probably respond to that by posting a picture of some Cambodian rundown brothel and say, well, this is the other side of the world. And then that doesn't really mean much of anything. Like, then you just as easily post a picture of the skyline in Taipei or
It's just shit
Johannesburg or
posting.
something
It's a
like
bunch
that.
of shit posting. Like,
Yeah.
if I did have one goal, it's I like to make people laugh. I don't know how successful I am at that, but
Right.
if I did have one goal, that would be it.
Okay. You made
You
Lou
worry
laugh, so
about
that
people
counts.
believing it though, like attracting a large audience of people that don't like, that genuinely don't like Black people and that don't much like Asians or women for that matter.
I think that those people are going to believe whatever they want to believe, regardless of what you show them. So I don't really, I mean, I'm not too worried about that. I do believe that people will search out whatever it is they want to hear and like fill their own minds with it, regardless of what you or I or anyone does.
And you definitely bring out the haters. I don't know how racist you are, but the people replying to you make it pretty clear what they think. They get really upset. I see people say that you're an immigrant, even after you say you were born here, you're still an immigrant. You talk about how they want to put your head in a blender, and they talk about your teeth, and they take pictures of videos, and they talk about you. They call you ugly, and they say stuff like that. But it's always why you keep talking about black people, things of that nature. So I don't know if that's a secondary goal, but you definitely get people to be honest about what they believe about you and about people who think the way you do. But one other question, since they just assume you're racist, one thing that does, and Will can talk to, because we talk a lot about stats and crimes and things of that nature. What I notice is a lot of it is, I mean, I don't take it personal because it's Twitter and I know why people say it, but a lot of it is like these overgeneralizations and, like the restaurant thing. I think there was a video of a guy got mad because they wouldn't serve him food, so he's attacking the restaurant. And you're like, I mean, the point you talk about making people laugh was something about, I wonder, is this the reason why they had white only restaurants, right? But when the people get upset and they respond to it, when you continue to kind of like go back and forth with them, it's more like, well, you all shouldn't do this. And if blacks would stop doing this, then this is XYZ. But I'm like, you do realize that blacks are doing that, right? It's just this really, really small percentage of blacks that are doing that. Too high, for sure, but not, a large enough percentage to say, I mean, a lot of what Twitter becomes is, this is what whites do, this is what Asians do, this is what blacks do, which, is simply not true. Do you think that there's some obviously there are cultural issues, but beyond that, something, I don't want to go as far as genetic, but something, something about blacks that is a tendency to act in a certain way, because of their group identity?
I think the one thing that I have noticed is that I think maybe because of how you're there's this message that the like black people in the United States are uniquely poorly treated, or you know, that maybe there's more of a dynamic where you are in group loyal or you sort of band together. It's like, you know, all of us black people against everybody else. And so even when there's somebody who does something that's really atrocious, not you, Wilfred, but like a lot of people who respond to
Me.
me will try to, no, not yet. I don't think you responded to me on these posts either, but
Right.
like a lot of people, they'll come up with all kinds of cope. You know, I've seen things
Try
like,
to
how do you
defend
know
it.
that's a black American? How do you know that's not just a tether, like a black immigrant? Or they'll say something like, well, you know, what about when white people did this? Or, you know, what about, you know, it'll just be a lot of, instead of like, hey, that shit's terrible, they're making us look bad, and most of us are just normal people. Like, we should, you know, all be for putting them in prison and quickly, so they don't hurt any more people. They're like, well, what about white people? Well, how do you know they're really black Americans? Well, you know, white people commit like 70% of all of those types of crimes. You know, it's all a lot of like deflection and cope and like, well, you can't generalize to all black people. And it's like, but I've never generalized. I've never said like every single black person's out there doing this. Never.
Lou,
Not one time.
as a tether, what do you think about that? I mean, she makes a good point in the sense that you can't have it both ways. So if you keep saying owning everything else and not just the bad thing, coping, trying to make excuses for the bad, you can get to that. Obviously, you probably shouldn't do that. But when you go around saying, hey, look, I'm gonna, what did the actor say? I'm rooting for whoever's black. Or if you say, we need more black people here, or I'm happy because the VP is a half, quarter Indian, quarter Jamaican, quarter black, quarter idiot. So, that's all cool, right? And if you keep doing that, then of course it causes you to either, you're forced in a corner where you have to defend the bad because you claiming everything, or it just, makes it easier for you to be very tribal.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, if I was going to go about it, if I was going to, I would only like take pride and perhaps like some cultural credit in the good stuff that, quote, my people did. And that anytime somebody crossed the line into doing, terrible shit, I'd be like, fuck that guy. He doesn't represent me at all. I just want the list of the great people. Like, yeah, that's who I identify with and all that. Like, people, starting fights in Walmart or whatever like they do not represent me at all. But something I was gonna just bring up where Diane, when you described yourself kind of like an amoeba, it's sort of like an amoeba in the social media, on say on like Twitter, especially now with the For You tab that they have. It's sort of like that algorithm is just going to send you more and more stuff, so you engulf it. So it's like the more that you interact with these certain accounts, that's the stuff they're going to feed you. And I know that I'm a happy victim of it with the shit that they put in front of me because it's very entertaining. But every now and then, I'll look at my timeline. I'll look at my timeline, and I'm like, man, I've been posting a lot about like race stuff. And if one were to look at it, they would think like, oh, that's all this guy is thinking about today is race stuff. And meanwhile, it's like, no, it's like because there were three crazy videos that came my way, and I had three ideas that I thought were funny. So that's what I'm putting out there. So it's like, in a way, we're kind of like slaves to the algorithm and what's put in front of us, unless we, decide, no, we're not going any further. We're not engaging with this sort of content.
Yep, you're definitely right. I don't look at For You too much though. I just usually concentrate on like my notifications, which there are too many of today. And then the people that I actually follow because they post pretty interesting
What were you going to
things.
say,
And
Will?
go ahead, Will.
I actually really wasn't going to say anything, but because I'm a talker, I'll make a quick comment there.
I saw you come off mute, so that's why I stopped.
No, I actually think one deep thing there that Lou said, and I've mentioned this in pods before, was that we've managed to create karma with social media, with other modern algorithmic media. Like all your timelines, everything you're suggested is karma. And I realized this a while ago when I was doing social media design for a brand myself and my buddy Ozzy set up. Like, if you're posting at the time, a lot of us would watch all these videos of fights. We'd been in the nightlife business. And so every time we watched one, we'd be suggested to, and this wasn't racial at the time, but we'd be suggested 10 more of these dumb bro videos of bloody fights. And it affects your perspective. It affects how dangerous you think a normal city block is. And when I started realizing this, I would just look for other content. I'd look for, great books I hadn't read and non-Western traditions or like puppies or whatever random ass thing. And I would see that and it would move me away into a much more positive space. So like you totally control that. And Twitter is very much like if you click on an e-girl picture, you get 20. If you click on a racial story, you get 20. So that's why you're seeing what you're seeing. If all you're seeing is black guys and white guys beating each other's ass, that's because you clicked on one of those articles. Like you could just as easily click on an inspiring speech by a female member of someone's parliament or whatever. You can watch anything you want. So yeah, I think that's an important point. And I think as Reed Diane's point, that if we're being honest, that is a fair critique. Like black Americans have what's called linked fate. It's the idea that, we fought together against the white man, civil rights movement, all that stuff. So we might say brutally honest things behind closed doors. Even as a right-wing guy, I'm in a fair number of private black men's meetings and so on. And people are very aware there's a crime problem. Now, here in Appalachia, it's not just a black crime problem, but I mean, people are very aware that, young black and Appalachian men commit a lot of criminal offenses. Will people say the black part of that in public with a newspaper man there? Often not. So that's a real thing. And that is the opposite of how very successful groups have traditionally treated this issue. So, like for upper class whites, I don't like this either, but there's actually like a separate category, white trash, that's used to mentally distinguish people who do this kind of thing. So, like if you go and you start brawling or having sex in Walmart, like you fall into that category. There's not a major community effort to defend you. Like, I've had a bunch of my white buddies say, like the Michael Brown situation, like there's a guy who used to play some football. He gets drunk, he attacks a cop, and he's shot in the public street brawl. There's not going to be a rally around that guy. There's not going to be a great deal of public support for that guy. And I think that is true in most ethnic communities. How do you change that? I mean, probably only time will change that. But you get into a lot of vicious cycles where people will come out and say the obvious, well, Michael Brown is kind of a scumbag criminal. And then you'll have black people say, well, it's still probably a bad shoot. We're just defending this guy. Well, shut up. Why do you stupid bastards always do this? And then, as racism intensifies on all sides, the position hardens. So that's gonna be a hard thing to break people out of, but it at some point it has to be done.
I think something that's missing from the analysis is like, how does it benefit you as a group to like defend people that, if they're out and doing crimes, they're mostly statistically mostly going to be hurting other black people. So if you love your own community, you love black people, you want black people to thrive and do well, you want these people separated and put away. I know I'm preaching to the choir here. I know you guys all agree, like all criminals of all races deserve to be put away and, so they're separated from their vic potential victims. But I mean, if you're just talking to black people who feel very tribal and are defending the criminal element, like do you ever ask them, because I'm sure they won't listen to me, like do you ever ask them, like, but if their victims are black too, don't you care more about like their victims? Don't you care more about like innocent kids who might get caught in a drive-by, or like just a woman walking down the street who has nothing to do with anything? Don't you care more about them than like that this guy gets a 13th chance after his first 12 arrests or whatever?
I'll let Will answer it too, but I think my answer, I'm assuming his may be somewhat similar, maybe even worse than that, as bad as it is for those people who are trying to defend it. Most of the people I talk to are pretty open about the fact that that guy should be in jail and they don't want him around. They're not the people who are, that you see on social media, all of the center left, advocates and activists and all those types. They think it's bad. They would say it in cl behind closed doors or not. The difference is they wouldn't do anything actively about it. They wouldn't change their voting patterns or push for legislation that would stop it. They would just go as far as saying, oh, that dude crazy, he should be in jail.
Well, I mean, even that I think would be better than what I
But
see.
it wouldn't affect your world
Like
because they're
we're
not on
talking
social
about
media.
black people business, you dog eater. Like, okay, all
No, they wouldn't say
right.
that. But they would also
Okay.
not be
Thing
on
I think
social media.
there is that the people on Twitter are really non-representative of normal
That's what
people.
I'm saying. My friends
Like,
wouldn't be on social media.
I
What are you
yeah, like
talking
I
about? I'm a
realized this
very
when I
normal
did.
person. Wait.
Well, you guys are all relatively,
Just
but I mean,
kidding.
like the average level of like IQ and sperginess and so on Twitter is like off the charts for most people. Like I've always been a well enough like guy, but I'm really aware I have like a lot of ADD qualities and all that. It's not a secret. But I mean, so like I
We're
did
all
these.
mentally ill, aren't we?
Yeah, I mean,
If
it's
we
like, well,
weren't at the
all.
beginning, we are now.
But like there are polls of Twitter where they've asked people like, were you a former gifted kid? Like, how many hard drugs have you used? Do you have like more than 10
She's like,
sexual
oh no,
partners?
stop.
But I mean, it's like just like look at the things like Ella
You should
asks
take
people, and
calculus.
it's like there's a really specific demographic of people that use like debate social media. And like I realized that when I started doing relationship polls. Because I would ask these questions and I would compare them to the actual surveys I was doing for clients. And like people were just insanely judgmental to the point where the Twitter data was useless. So like at one point I asked, would you not date a man who watches pornography? And it was like 35% of women were like, no, I wouldn't. It was all these feminists. Then the next day I asked the men, would you date a feminist? And it was like 50% no. And I was like, this is garbage. Like in the actual poll, it was like 5% and 10%. So it's that very intense kind of battle zone environment. Same thing with Reddit. Where people post questions like, my girl decorated a week early, what should I do? Leave her. So useful, I don't know. But I think that's very common, and that's where the dog eater stuff comes in. In normal life, I think most black people are tribal but want law enforcement. There are a lot of issues. Not knowing how to do it is a big one. Not knowing how to actually work in the political system, really latch to the Democratic Party,
Right.
a bunch of other stuff.
Diane, did you
Being busy
learn,
with your own life. Yes, go
would
ahead.
you say you
Also, like
learned
last
any?
thing, but also since no one really jumped in on that, like there also are a lot of false beliefs that are held over from the past. Like if you read American history, we actually do have a tradition of racial and regional war, like many large countries do. The last Indian raid was 1910. So I think black people do, on average, believe that the criminal justice system is racially
Unfair.
biased so that many criminals are falsely accused, or that the targets of many criminals are probably whites that are being attacked in almost bandit raids. Like shit that might have been correct in like 1932, but that's wrong.
And so that probably shapes perspectives. That's just, again, time might change that.
I was going to ask you that, Diane. Did you learn? Would you say that you learned anything outside of making fun of them and laughing from all the crazy people who attacked you? Did it give you some additional insight that you didn't have before? Did you learn anything from your detractors?
I think I learned a little bit about their psychology, like that thing I just told you about, how maybe there's much more of a group identity or group cohesion, or a wanting to defend everyone in the group, like leave no person behind, maybe. They still identify with this criminal more than any out-group person. And then I think I've also learned a lot about the psychology of specifically the FBAs, the Foundational Black Americans. Like that's kind of almost cult-like. The
Yeah, was it
their
surprising
leader
to
is, I
hear how
think,
they,
Tariq Nasheed or whatever.
right,
And
was
they
it
believe
surprising?
that they're like indigenous to this land. Like
Right. Did you find it surprising that how they thought about other blacks? Because when I talk to most of my white friends who don't get that, I send them some stuff and they're blown away. They're shocked that when they get down to that level, they're like you talked about when they were making a defense of some criminal, like, how do you know he's black? That's like a recent, people thought like that, but that's a recent phenomenon where they're just like, those people, those Nigerians and those Jamaicans aren't black. They sound like white racists sometimes when they attack them. Look at those
They say
Jamaicans.
that they're not black. I got so confused. They're like, oh no, that's a completely different culture. It's like so black Africans and black like Kurd
Well, what it really just
people from
means
the
is that they're not
Caribbean, et
American, but
cetera,
they
they're
can't
all
put the
not
two together.
black to them because black means only Americans to these people.
Well, the
There's
funny thing
also
is because they're not completely wrong, but where they get off the weird part is the psychologically, as you say, is that they're saying that their culture is different while they're coming here is different. A lot of things are different, which is true, right? So I would say that a black immigrant would have more in common with a Chinese immigrant than a black American in
maybe,
some ways, right?
maybe
The
so,
difference
maybe
is
so.
the difference isn't black. The difference is in the skin. They're calling it black because they're so anti-American. The difference is they're American. I'm American, and that guy's not. That's the difference. But
Yeah,
they don't want to
so they
call
should
themselves
emphasize the
American.
Americanness,
Right. They
right?
don't. The
Yeah, if a
difference is
Chinese
being
person and a
American.
Nigerian are both American within one generation. Like the crazy thing about the FBAs is that they really don't seem to know shit about crime data or anything like that. Like, so the idea that I keep
Oh, they're
hearing
stuck
is
on
that,
bigger numbers, bigger. They're really stuck on
yeah.
that.
But even beyond that, the
They just
idea
touch
seems to
it.
be that black crime stats would look a lot better if you took out the Nigerians and so on. That
Oh, yeah,
is, to
no.
put it
That's
mildly, not
backwards.
correct. I mean, last I looked, Nigerians
Fantasy.
were a little behind the Taiwanese as the best educated group in the country. So it's not right. That's not
Yeah,
right. I
no.
mean, so there are a lot of different things that are going on here together. I actually am a big fan of like high performing black immigration. Like,
Yeah.
even if you're thinking about this from the most cynical eugenic perspective possible, I mean, I'm bringing a million
Like
Nigerian princes a year. All
high
kind of good stuff's
performing
going to happen.
any immigration, honestly. Like I
Right.
know people probably think I'm a big racist, but like listen, if you can pass the, I don't know, 120 IQ mark, come on in. Let's just throw
Well,
open the doors for
I mean,
all of
that's
these
only
people.
like
I don't
2%
care
of
what you
people.
look
Yeah, I'm going to
like.
have to get the fuck out of
Yeah.
here. Shit. Yeah, like, I
Yeah, but
mean,
you're already here, so you're cool.
that's
You're
right. Yeah, I
grandfathered.
mean, I am
You
my
can
own
stay.
anchor baby.
She
So
gave
to
you a
put that in
stamp. You
context,
can
my IQ is
stay.
like 130 something. I'm a college professor. That would be like
There you
the
go. Come on in.
reasonable standard would be like 105
115,
or
done.
something.
115.
Yeah, why don't you two work this out and negotiate? Yeah, you say
Right. Let's
115, say
debate.
105. Can I get a
But
107?
the basic idea of merit immigration, though, like colorblind merit immigration, obviously is the way to go. Like you'd get a lot of
Yeah, I love
Asians, a lot
it.
of West Africans, some Eastern Europeans, some South Africans fleeing their race war, probably pretty multicolored. Bring them in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're above a certain IQ threshold, we can teach you how to do whatever. You're gonna be productive. We're gonna love you. It doesn't matter where you're from or, what your skin color is or
Lou is
anything like
thinking. What are you
that.
thinking, Lou?
A couple of one,
What about
I
us dumb immigrants? What if I'm dumb, but I want to come?
So like IQ is only
Do you
one
just
factor here.
identify
Like
as dumb? You're
IQ
actually
has
dumb.
become really reified because it's one of those things you're not supposed to talk about. Like I mean, if we really set up a criteria like what we used to use, I mean, you'd look at athletic talent. I mean, you'd look at job skills. Like if someone played on the Serbian national basketball team and they're a dumbass, we're probably gonna let them in anyway. So I mean,
Okay, fine.
You know a scoreboard. I mean, like Jokic wants to come over here and settle. Like we're gonna, he's gonna buy
any
it.
white dude who's above 6'8" just is gonna get in very easily to this country. There were a couple. I mean, this is from I guess a little far back in the conversation with all the dog eater stuff. I think it would be funny if you just leaned into that and it's like, yeah, I eat dogs
But
and
I love dogs. I'm
I'm
not
gonna
like
eat
that.
your dogs. I
Oh
think you could
no,
come up
that's
as a
so terrible.
badass and go after your enemies and say,
That's
watch
so
out, you better
terrible.
lock up that poodle because I'm gonna eat
Oh
that
my
dog.
God. I eat the cat like a tiger.
Terrible.
Like, well, Diane, I think a question
Yeah,
we've been talking a lot
go
about
ahead.
what you do, online. What do you do offline? And what impact has
Uh-oh.
your online persona had on that?
I've actually decided that I'm definitely not publicly talking about
I'm about
anything
to
that
say,
I
I figured
do
that'd be the
in real
answer.
life. And the reason is I have a good reason for it. I guess people know that I did some advocacy work for my old high school for merit-based admissions or whatever. And like the people on Twitter are so stupid, but they have so much time on their hands that like one guy literally went to my old high school's website, got emails of all of the teachers, and were like emailing every single teacher, including like the gym teacher, the bio teacher, the principal, the vice principal, like my tweets or whatever. And it's like, I haven't been in high school for how many years? Why are you harassing these people? Right? And like, so they were harassing people who worked at my old high school, and there are other people who are harassing. They went on Instagram and found like student groups, current students. Like these students have Instagram pages for their clubs or whatever, and they were harassing the students running Instagram groups for their clubs. And it's like, this has nothing at all to do, like none of that, none of them have anything to do with me. They're trying to hurt me somehow. They think I work for my old high school. I don't. I never have. But like they're trying to hurt me, and they're harassing like dozens of people who have nothing to do with me. So I've just decided that like since my name is public and my face is public, that what I will keep private is any kind of like work or personal relationship, because it just doesn't have anything to do with any of them. And I don't want all of the shrapnel to be flying in everyone's faces and they have to deal with all these annoyances. Like, I already feel really bad that like these students at my old high school just running a club page on Instagram are getting, harassment. They were getting dozens of comments from people who were like pissed off with, I don't know, some comment or other on Twitter of mine.
What's San Francisco like these days?
Do you like zombie movies or zombie shows? So part of San Francisco is still beautiful and normal and suburban and quiet, and nothing looks different. But if you go downtown or, the Tenderloin, there's certain areas where it's just like there are people bent in half. There are people just like laying in the middle of the street, and you don't know if they're dead or alive, with like piles of trash or belongings or half-eaten food or whatever. And like, I don't know. It just seems like whoever's in charge is not doing anything about any of that.
So it hasn't gotten any better. Wow.
I think it's getting worse because the retailers downtown,
All
I
right, they're
mean,
all
they're
closing,
just kind
right?
of they're slowly, one by one. Every time I visit downtown again, I see like more so stores have suddenly closed without any warning. It's just dark in there now, empty. And
Darn it.
it's sad. It's really
I
too
let
bad.
Lou and Will bring up any other things but we got to at least get to this before we go. So we cleared up whether you were racist. I was a little concerned. I feel a little bit better about that. But you can't fly with, you can't leave the house and go into public with your baby dying.
What?
You tweeted that the kids can't be on the plane, they can't be in a restaurant. I mean, at what age
No. I'm
can
just
the
saying that
parents
it's
live their life?
inconsiderate. It's inconsiderate if you're taking your baby someplace that you can't remove them when they start to screech.
Like
Because
well,
I don't
yep
need.
on this one.
Well, listen here, you fucking
What?
dog eater. I'm a father. How
Okay,
dare
but can you
you?
be a father like not on a plane?
But
Can you just be
what
a
if they got
father
well,
like
well see, I was
in a
fortunate.
park? Or what
I'm
about
trying to
like a
be
place,
fair Diane,
Kimberly
but I'm with
for
you.
kids?
So when my son was a baby, I was like,
Yeah.
I don't want to be one of those people with the crying baby that can't remove it. Like you said, I was considerate and I said, well, we're gonna take driving trips until he gets old.
Yeah.
But I can. What about the people, who have family and grandparents that's so far away? They can't drive to San Francisco from New York. They got to get on a plane. They can't drive back to China. To
I
China.
feel like those are just edge cases that like they have a desperately ill grandparent that can't move from their
Not ill. I
bed or
just want to
whatever
see my. I
and
just
can't
want to see
wait
my
for a
mom. I
year
guess
or two.
my mom
Like,
has to be ill to go visit
I
her. Maybe I
mean,
just love my mother and I want to go see my mother, my
if
dear
she
old mother.
answers that they're just going to get on the
If she's
plane
not
because
ill,
they
then why
care
can't
more
she
about
get on the
themselves than
plane,
about you,
right?
which is very healthy.
Exactly.
I mean,
Well, why
that's it.
can't
Like, who gives a fuck about you, some
Lou,
stranger?
you see
Like,
these two
I
people?
actually
You see these two
I'm just
childless
saying
people,
that
Lou?
like. So one of the realities of having a kid is that everything is new to them. So everything, there's going to be a first time for everything that they do. And there's going to be a first time that we're going to take a trip with a plane. So I have family in England. So there's a time where we took both of our boys, to England. We had previously just had one child that we did a flight to California. And he was fantastic, so good in fact that people turned to us when we landed and said,
I love
"I had
that.
no idea. I had no idea there was a baby there." So for him, but that was without any training. It's just how things aligned, and he was
But
good.
you're the parent of this child, so you know that they're like chill and
Wait for the
probably will
second part,
sleep
Diane.
or
Wait
it
for the
see, but
second part.
it depends because you never really know. So. On the flight to England, for one, and this was not the baby's fault, but the flight was delayed like 2.5 hours.
You sure it wasn't the
So
baby's fault?
there was a window. I know. So there was a window where, had we gotten on that plane, they were already in their pajamas. They were ready to sleep. Unfortunately, 2.5 hours, the delay that got in the way. Then when we were on the plane, we were delayed again. Right. So it's just all this stuff against us. Then the youngest one went nuts and was like screaming for a little bit. He screamed for like maybe five, like he was very cranky for like 5, 10 minutes, right? And then he was done. And then the rest of the flight, he was fine. But during that 5 or 10 minutes, I had people turning around very upset with, that we had this baby here. And I told them in unknown sort of, listen, you childless cunts, basically shut the fuck up because daddy here is about to do, we're trying to handle this situation. So the thing is, like, I understand in a perfect world, babies are quiet, and then also you don't have to deal with guys like me in a perfect world. In a perfect
Then
world.
Diane, I'm a foodie, right? Yeah, everybody has
Oh, yeah.
their little thing. So you're gonna tell me I don't get a sitter, but I bought the tickets. For those of you who aren't foodies, these high-end restaurants, you have to buy tickets now. So I've already, shelled out $700 for dinner. I'm gonna and the babysitter canceled. I'm just gonna just eat $700 and then eat some spam. No, that kid's going to the French Laundry tonight. We're gonna sit right next to Gavin Newsom.
Oh my
Charles,
God.
I might disagree with you on this one. I'm in
Oh, that's
Yap's
a sin.
corner on this
Okay,
one.
I'm
The
just gonna
honest
say
answer
that,
is that
like, I
rules
think.
aren't real, and you guys are just going to do whatever benefits you the most in
Yeah.
situations
I
like
mean,
this, and you're going to argue with each other about
I
it. Like, there's
understand
no
that.
time
I
to
get
spend this
that.
kind
You're
of
gonna do
discussion. I
what
can't
you
to the
want
French
to do.
Laundry.
That's fine. I guess my only claim here is that if people were considerate in the way that I'm describing, that public spaces would be better for everyone, that they would be more
Actually,
pleasant. That's all I'm saying. Like, there
Diane,
wouldn't be
the
any
thing that,
screaming child while you're trying to sleep, and that would be great, wouldn't it? That would be so
yeah,
good.
Diane, actually, the thing that I thought you were saying was that Americans were shit at discipline, and it would be really easy to make your kid not scream.
Oh yeah, that too.
Yeah,
I
like
asked my
just,
mom. I asked my
yeah, like slap
mom.
them on the ass twice and take
I
something
was like,
away and teach them things.
Mom, did you take me on a plane as a child? And she was like, yes. And I was like, did I scream? And she was like, no, you know better than that. I don't tolerate that shit. Right? She's like,
Yeah, I can
no.
see
I
my
mean, as
mom
soon as
saying
you
that. Like,
understand language, as soon as you understand language, you understand quiet.
but what if you really, really like a little potato?
You wait later until they're able to understand
I'm not taking
quiet.
my son to the French Laundry. I was kidding, people. I can't even get
That's a
into the French
sin.
Laundry
That's
anymore.
a sin. It's a
I don't
sin.
have
You can't do
connections to get
that.
into the French Laundry anymore.
I'm sure they wouldn't let you. They'd be like, "Ah, oh, no. I'm sorry. We're not that kind of
No,
establishment.
it's just like any other place. They
Your
say no,
infant
but
is
if you
not
spend
welcome
enough
here."
money, who's our new senator who got his brains back? Fetterman, they have a strict clothing policy at 11 Madison Park,
Oh.
but he went in with his typical hoodie and they let him in. You just got to be the right person. They'll let the right person bring that baby to the laundry. I know Keller.
Yeah, I guess if you're
That's a good line.
Beyonce,
Good
maybe you
closing
can bring
line.
your baby.
Well, Diane, I think this was interesting. We have an understanding why you're a Twitter racist. So you're not a real racist, you're just a Twitter racist. Okay. It's a new category of racism.
I'm a
Now, you
racist,
want to end
yeah,
by telling us about critical
racist, you
race
know.
theory? You want to tell us what you write about on there? I
Oh,
assume
I
it's
just
not
write
rice.
about whatever. No, I thought it was funny because of critical race theory and
Right, right.
you know, I'm a rice eater along with being a cat and dog and
Well,
bat and
that's
whatever
very
else you
stereotypical. I would never assume you eat rice.
Everyone eats rice. What are you talking
Except
about?
for 98% of my world eats rice, so there you go.
I usually just write about whatever I feel like, but I've written a lot about education, merit, and a little bit about crime and policing. And my latest is about how to counter China if we're serious about our rivalry and being in
Yes.
the best position that we can to combat China.
All right. Well, thank you for
Because
joining
people
me.
think I'm a CCP agent and I'm not.
Oh, or maybe you just wrote that to make us to take us off the trail so we won't realize it. Yeah,
Oh,
a little
yeah,
reverse psychology.
exactly.
We'll be watching you. She is Diane Yap, soy sauce supremacist and critical race theory, among other things, and Twitter racist. Diane, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. To say, God bless the US of A, land of the free and a home of the brave. God get all of the praise. I got a country to say, 'cause I'm Patriot J and I'm saving a day.